a Jewish Journal article, Rabbis of LA. Rabbi Richard Kamras is in it for the long haul. For 22 years, Rabbi Richard Kamras has served as the rabbi of Shamrei Torah Synagogue in West Hills. Throughout that time, he's experienced simchas with his community, mourned with his congregants when a death occurred, and saw them through the latest crisis, the pandemic. And it's all been worth it. To officiate at the B'nai Mitzvahs of kids and then officiate their weddings in the Simchat of their children is truly a gift, he said. At the same time, you form these deep relationships and have to officiate at funerals for people you've known for many years, so there is a great deal of sadness as well. But it's been a blessing because people in this community are good human beings who have treated me with kavod, honor and respect. It's been very easy to be their rabbi. Kamras, a Los Angeles native, was always involved in Jewish life when he was growing up in Westwood, steps away from Sinai Temple. He would volunteer there after school and was involved in the youth programming, so it was his home away from home. His parents, who served on the board and committees, inspired him to get involved. They acted as great role models for me and my three siblings, he said. Though Kamras enjoyed participating in synagogue, going to United Synagogue youth meetings and attending and working at Camp Ramah, he didn't think he was going to become a rabbi. I wanted to open up a restaurant, and I was working on doing that after I'd spent a year and a half traveling in Asia after college, he said. I was in negotiations with a kosher restaurant where the owner was looking to get out. However, that fell through. Then, Kamras heard a lecture from Rabbi Yitz Greenberg, and it got him thinking differently about his future. He subsequently had lunch with friends from the University of Judaism, now American Jewish University, and was convinced that he should look into becoming ordained. In 1992, he officially became a rabbi through the Jewish Theological Seminary and married wife, Carolyn. After serving as a rabbi in Baltimore for 7 years, he returned to LA and assumed his current role at Shamrei Torah, which is made up of 430 families. He also founded the Kanijo West Valley branch of the Florence Melton School of Adult Jewish Learning and lectures on practical rabbinics for the Ziegler School of Rabbinic Studies at AJU. My passion has always been in education, said Kamras. I teach classes in history, Torah and Jewish ethics. What makes Melton so successful is that I am one of many teachers for the school, which is a collaboration of rabbis in the community. Along with educating people, Kamras said he feels very strongly about ensuring that young people remain connected to Zionism and the State of Israel. I am constantly reaching out to high school students and college-aged students, he said. I want them to have a meaningfully enriched and nuanced dialogue about Israel and the role of Zionism in their life today. Though Shamrei Torah has been thriving throughout the pandemic, Kamras said that they were already live streaming services and events before COVID hit. There have been challenges because of the changing nature of the Jewish world. Young people don't see the synagogue in the same way that their parents and grandparents did. It requires synagogues to be nimble, which they aren't, and innovative, which they generally aren't. They are usually understaffed and underfunded, and to innovate and experiment is challenging. One thing that he's done is make sure to meet families' needs by being flexible on membership dues and supporting them when they seek out help. During COVID, there were a lot of people who lost work and struggled severely, he said. Through the Jewish Federation and generous donations from members, we helped people who were in severe financial need. Through all of his work, Kamras hopes to show people that God is in every place, and it just takes some intentionality and awareness to recognize the presence of God every moment in our lives. Just like Jacob did in chapter 28, verse 16 of the Torah portion Vayitzai. And Jacob awakened from his sleep, and he said, "Indeed, the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." The ultimate goal I try to accomplish is to help congregants live that verse, he said. I want them to experience godliness in the lives of the people around them and to use Torah to deepen their relationships with one another, with God and with the world. Fast Takes with Richard Kamras. Jewish Journal. What do you do when you have a day off? Richard Kamras. I love to read and ride my bike, either in the mountains or on the road, oftentimes in West Hills or out in Malibu or Simi Valley. I can ride anywhere from an hour to 4 hours depending on the day. JJ. What's your favorite Jewish food? RC. Anything my wife makes. JJ. What TV show are you binging right now? RC. My wife and I are watching 30 Rock and laughing hysterically. JJ. What's your favorite spot to go to in LA? RC. We live in a beautiful area in West Hills and there is this gorgeous area called Castle Peak. JJ. How do you keep your congregation happy? RC. by being authentic and a good listener.